USA is on the brink of a federal government shutdown. Hard-right Republicans in Congress rejected a long-shot effort to keep offices open, and now the Senate will be at work in a rare Saturday session to try to approve temporary funds, but it may be too late. Come midnight Saturday, with no deal in place, federal workers will face furloughs, more than 2 million active duty and reserve military troops will work without pay, and programs and services that Americans rely on will begin to face shutdown disruptions. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy talked to reporters after the initial vote.
Conversation there, but we continue to work through, trying to find the way out of this. I firmly believe there are no winners in a government shutdown, and I think that's the best way forward to make sure the government does not shut down.
Even if the Senate can wrap up its work, it won't prevent an almost certain shutdown amid the chaos in the House. Mexico's president slammed U.S. aid for Ukraine and sanctions on Venezuela, Cuba, and other nations. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador issued a broad criticism of U.S. foreign policy on Friday as the first of two high-level meetings between U.S. and Mexican officials got underway at the State Department in Washington. Lopez Obrador says U.S. sanctions are forcing people to emigrate from Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there is a strategy.
It's not the
when people can make a living, when they have confidence in their economic security, when they can put food on the table for their kids, when they can build a future at home, that's exactly what they'll choose to do. And they're less likely to undertake the very dangerous and hazardous journey north.
Lopez Obrador says the United States should spend some of the aid to Ukraine on economic development in Latin America. This is VOA News. Retiring Joint Chief